Dictation for Ina Jean, G-E-A-N, Bitler, B-I-T-L-E-R, January 1749. Address as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up for Mrs. Bitler, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in April. Because of fatigue, weakness, unable to take care of herself, brought to the emergency room, McLaren, May 21st, found to have a calcium of 14, creatinine of 2, elevated PTH at 67, received hydration, Lasix, and Aridia, A-R-E-D-I-A, was released to medical care facility where she is residing, also was treated for urinary tract infection. She follows with cardiology for tachybrady syndrome, atrial fibrillation, has a loop recorder, has underlying congestive heart failure. She denies heart attack, stroke, or pneumonia. Edema has resolved. She uses a walker. She has not been able to walk any right now, only is standing up using the parallel bars to keep balance. On oxygen, 2 liters, 24 hours, denies sleep apnea, inhalers, denies purulent material hemoptysis, decreasing salt intake, drinks according to thirst, denies vomiting, dysphagia, has lost weight, appetite is good, constipation an issue without bleeding, incontinent of urine, presently no chest pain palpitation, denies syncope, lightheadedness. As you recall, prior parathyroid surgery for similar problems. Next paragraph, pressing medications. I'm going to highlight the Bumex, bisoprolol, anticoagulated with Eliquis, antiarrhythmics, amiodarone. Take Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A. Next paragraph, blood pressure in the facility, 132.56, way down from 303 to 281. Family participated on this encounter. We did it telemedicine. Unfortunately, only on the phone, as they were not able to connect through the video. She sounds alert, oriented time 3, able to speak in full sentences, no expressive aphasia dysarthria. Family members very actively helping. Next paragraph, in the hospital, a nuclear medicine scan back in February without gross localization. At the time of discharge, creatinine down to 1.2, calcium down to 10.1. However, since then, a new chemistry, June 14, creatinine fluctuates now between 1.6, 1.7, which is more her baseline. Calcium is elevated at 11.7. A normal sodium potassium, bicarbonate elevated, which is chronic, a normal albumin liver function test not elevated, glucose in the 200s, present GFR will be 34 stage 3B, there is anemia 9.8, a normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, recent hypercalcemia, symptomatic with not suppressed PTH, prior parathyroid surgery, nuclear medicine not conclusive, calcium returned to high after medications like Aridia, A-R-E-D-I-A, has wear off. We are going to complete workup doing monoclonal protein, PTH-related peptide, vitamin D25 and vitamin D125. Looking also for plasma cell disorder, potentially might use Sensipar, S-E-N-S-I-P-A-R. Continue hydration, next number CKD, back to baseline, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, severe deconditioning, requiring nursing home placement, unable to walk. Next number, respiratory failure on oxygen. known to have congestive heart failure, Takei-Bradi syndrome. The last echo available from May, ejection fraction 65%. Right ventricle considered normal. There was moderate tricuspid regurgitation. Moderate pulmonary hypertension at 45. She also needs an evaluation for anemia. We want to do iron studies, B12 folic acid. Further advice to follow with these results. Is my understanding Dr. Mohan is planning to do pacemaker because of the Takei-Bradi syndrome, and that will happen on July 21st. We'll follow with you, end of dictation.